God, for with God is or ever shall be impossible. That means nothing is impossible with God. Nothing. Nothing where you have come from. No, nothing in any situation is impossible for God. That was your opportunity to shout, because if you look at your life and look where he's brought you from, the danger scenes and unseen, the situations that may be going on in your life. I look over this pew and see many lives that God has made the impossible over. Had it not been for the impossible, you wouldn't be sitting right here. I wouldn't be standing right here. I've come through some impossible situations. Again, like I said, I was a teenager, so I've been celebrating Mother's Day for quite some time. I remember being in the Baptist, in my old church, and I remember getting the award for being the youngest mom. And that made me feel some type of way. I was like, dang, I get the youngest mother award? And they gave it to me. Out of, you know, I don't know how I felt about it, but I was like, thank you for the appreciation, but I'm just 16 years old with two little kids right here. But God has made the impossible possible in my life. And so in the scripture it says, for with God, nothing is ever impossible. That means your singleness it's not impossible to him. He knows that you're single. Quit trying to find a boo. And be settled and be able to mature and grow in the things that he has called for you to do. Women, stay in your singleness. Marriage is hard. Ask Pastor. He has to put up with me all the time, and I definitely have to put up with him. So set still and mature and grow and know that in due season, God will perform what he said in your life. You got to know that nothing is impossible. This story, I meant to go into the story. This story starts off with Mary. Mary is the mother of Jesus, and Mary is going through some things because Jesus told her that she was going to conceive a baby. And this is, I think, is fitting for Mother's Day, but she was ready to conceive this baby. And the way the baby was conceived was blowing her mind. And as she was beginning to process through this thing, and this is before Luke 1, and she was just like, I'm about to conceive what? What am I about to conceive? And he's telling, you know, he has the angel telling her what she's about to conceive. And then it says, where I am in 37, it says, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Nothing in your life is impossible. Then Mary says in 38, she says, I am the servant of Lord. May it be done according to your word. And the angel left her. Once she was at peace at what God was doing in her life, once she was at peace in knowing that he will fulfill wherever he met her at. We have to be at peace and know that wherever God has met you at, whether it was on the street, whether it was here in the church, whether it was from a church hurt, wherever he has met you at, he is going to fulfill it. My thing to you is quit trying to fulfill it for yourself. You cannot fulfill the purpose of God for yourself. You will wreck your brain trying to figure out what he wants to do next. You will wreck your brain trying to help him do what he wants to do next. Try to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You have to stand still in order to see the salvation of the Lord. And the thing is, God will never do it the way we want him to do it. He will never do it the way we have it in our mind. We have to trust his will. We have to trust his process. And we have to trust the things that he is going to do. And Mary had came to a place in faith where she had believed God. We believe God to touch our hearts, bring us to this pew, and then we will never trust him past that point. We trust him enough to bring us back Sunday after Sunday. Sunday after Sunday, but we never trust him in the deep parts of our lives, the deep issues of our lives, the deep wounds of our lives that keep plaguing our lives, that keep making us repeat cycles over and over and over and over again. Jonathan McReynolds made a song, I keep going through cycles, and I put that in my mind because when I look at the pattern of some of the things that I do, I'm going through cycles. And I'm asking God to break every cycle off my mind, break every cycle off my life. Teach me how to love people that I don't like to love. Teach me how to forgive people that have hurt me to the core. Teach me how to walk beside people that keep putting their name in my put my name in their mouth. Teach me, God. And that's what Mary was. She was about to birth something. You all are about to birth something. But in order to fulfill the process of your birthing, you got to release it to God. You cannot fulfill these things on your own. You cannot do it. It's so hard. It's too hard. That's the reason why he brought you here. It's not to look at your neighbor and start pointing your finger at them about the issues that you have. We as black women, we always get stereotyped because we always talking about each other. We always got something to say about each other. We always got something, some isms and schisms and trying to point out faults in one another instead of lifting each other up. Mary realized the gift of God that she was carrying, and she birthed that thing, and she began to walk that thing out by faith. We have to know by faith that we can do this. We can be this. We can become this. Ladies, you can be this. You can become this. You can be all God created you to be, but you got to trust the Savior with your life. You got to get out of the mentality of offense. Who offended you? So what? Forgive them and walk on. Keep your mouth off for folks. Love folks through the hell that they're going through. It is something on the other side for them. This is not the end of your story. It's not the end of their story. You have to trust the process. So Mary began to trust the process. And it says, as she began to trust the process, prior to that, she was told that her cousin was birthing a baby as well. And it looked very unorthodox. It looked out of the norm. It looked out of the natural way of what we used to. And so so Mary shot to her sister's house. I get a little urban with my terminology, so hang with me. So she shot to her sister's house, and it says in 39, now at the time Mary arose and hurried. We have to be in a hurry to fulfill the purpose that God has. We have to be in a hurry to birth what he has for our lives. It says she got to a city of Judea, and she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. Elizabeth was Mary's cousin. And in order for us to really fulfill and birth the purposes of God in our lives, we got to know that relationships matters. Relationship matters. You can't keep dropping relationships. You can't keep picking up relationships. You can't keep saying people are funny and flaky. Yes, people will be funny and flaky until Jesus come back. So what? You have to find the strategic relationships that God has placed in your life. There are people out there that will speak life into you. There are people that will build you up. There are people that will stand with you. There are people that will walk through the fire with you. You just have to identify with them. You can't identify with your struggle and then think that your struggle in that person and the struggle in you gonna help you get where you're gonna be. That person that you go to got to have dominion over the things that you're trying to conquer. They got to have dominion over it, meaning that they have to master the thing that you're trying to accomplish. I remember when I really look into the relationship status in my life. And when I look into it, I will never forget 3 years ago, me and my husband, before we came back, you know, we tell a story quite often about being hurt. But I remember before we left, he was over the choir and he said, this woman in at choir rehearsal beside me. And I'm like, why did he set her beside me? Well, he sets her beside me, but I never knew that a few years later, when I was going through the most hurt in my life, that woman will walk me every day out of what I was going through. When I wanted to give up, she called me clockwork at 7 o'clock in the morning. Where you at? What's going on? What do you feel like? She didn't pacify me. She didn't tell me that I was right about my thoughts and my opinions. She kept picking me up. She kept picking me up, and whatever was in her that birthed whatever I needed to be. And you got to know when God is strategically placing relationships in your life, you can't toss people off and on. You can't keep throwing people and picking them back up every time you in your feelings. You got to know the reason why God has called people in your life is to help you, to help to develop you, help to mature you, help to groom you into all that he's called you to be. You cannot, every time you offended, every time you're mad, every time it's somebody else's fault, no. Look at yourself in the mirror, analyze yourself, and then move forward. It's many people in here because I kept saying, God, where is my relationships? I can't really get a healthy rhythm here when I got here. But Matt's wife, when I tell you Christy praised me through some stuff, when I'm low, that girl praised me through some stuff. And I'll be like, God, I wouldn't have picked her out as a person that I would be in a relationship with. Gwen hit me up with a text. And me and Gwen go toe-to-toe. And this is my sister, and I love her to death. But she hit me up with a text, hey, I just want to let you know I love you. And I don't even know if I want to respond back sometimes. But then I do, and I'll be like, yes, I love you too. Because she knows the relationship where we have established from. Her mama, in the weakest points of my life, helped birth me. Helped birth and set me where I am. I remember days coming in hangover at the job that I worked at. And she kept saying, Mel, God is going to get you, baby. And when he gets you, he is going to establish you and make you whole. And this is the relationship that Mary had with Elizabeth. And that's how I feel about Gwen. When we go toe-to-toe, when we talk, it is something that ignites in us. It's the Holy Spirit that ignites in the both of us. And it helps both of us to come up where we need to be. And that's the relationship that you have to have with people in order to get where God has called for you to be. Oftentimes, I just hit people with, I love you. You ain't got to ask where people are and what's in their business and what's going on with. I love you is all they need. I hit Ronisha up. I hit many of you all up in here because we are in it together. We're in it as a family. And if we're going to experience the things that God has for our life, we have to build relationships. Relationships matter. I cannot stress that enough. Relationships matter so much so. When I see Mama Joanne, I'll be like, where you at? I'm ready to fight. I said, but calm down, Mama. But I'm ready to fight. But calm down, Mama. I'm ready to fight. And Mama calms on down. Because we getting somewhere. We breaking ground. And we're making each other, we are standing with each other. And we got to have each other's back in these times. And as we are building and bonding or in a relationship with Christ, you have to know where God has called you to in the areas. And you can't keep running every time you get in your feelings. You can't keep running when every time it's an offense. You got to lift each other up and build each other up and stand. And this is what God is wanting us to do is wash our face. Because we can't see where he's trying to take us. And we can't see the things that he's trying to do. But if we wash our face, we'll be able to get the pores out. And we'll be able to get the residue that we bring into church. And that we bring into the ministries. And the residue of hurt and pain and issues and all the things that life brings us. In order to fully birth, mature, get all God has for your life, you got to wash your face, sister.